Reading from Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita Antya Leela, Chapter 9, The Deliverance of Gopinath Patanayaka. Text 1. The innumerable glorious followers of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu brought a constant flood to the desert-like hearts of the unfortunate with an inundation of ecstatic love. Jai Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Daya Maya, Jai Jai Nityananda Karuna Hridaya. All glories to Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the most merciful incarnation. All glories to Lord Nityananda, whose heart is always compassionate. Jaya Dvaita Charja Jaya Jaya Daya Maya, Jaya Gaura Bhakta Gana Saharasamaya. All glories to Advaitacharya, who is very merciful. All glories to the devotees of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who are always overwhelmed by transcendental bliss. Thus, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu lived in Nilachala Jagannath Puri with his personal devotees, always merged in ecstatic love for Krishna. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu always felt waves of separation from Krishna, externally and internally. His mind and body were agitated by various spiritual transformations. During the day, he chanted, danced, and saw Lord Jagannath at the temple. At night, he tasted transcendental bliss in the company of Ramananda Roy and Srup Damodar. People from the three worlds used to come visit Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Anyone who saw him received the transcendental treasure of love for Krishna. The inhabitants of the seven higher planetary systems, including the demigods, the Kandavas, and the Kanaras, and the inhabitants of the seven lower planetary systems, Patala Loka, including the demons and serpentine living entities, all visited Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in the dress of human beings. Dressed in different ways, people from the seven islands and nine khandas visited Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Prahlad Maharaj, Pali Maharaj, Vyasadev, Sukadev Goswami, and other great sages came to visit Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Upon seeing him, they became unconscious in ecstatic love for Krishna. Being unable to see Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the populace outside his room would make a tumultuous sound. Thus, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would go outside and tell them, chant Hare Krishna, Krishna kaha, Malena Prabhu Bahire Asya. He would go outside and tell them, chant Hare Krishna. All kinds of people would come to see the Lord, and upon seeing him, they would be overwhelmed with ecstatic love for Krishna. In this way, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu passed his days and nights. One day, people suddenly came to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and informed him. Gopinath Patanayaka, the son of Bhavananda Roy, has been condemned to death by the Bharajan, the eldest son of the king, and he has been raised on the Changa, purport by Srila Prabhupada. The changa was a device for killing a condemned person. It consisted of raised platforms on which the condemned was made to stand. A raised platform on which the condemned was made to stand. Underneath the platform, there were stationary, upright swords. The condemned man would be pushed down on the swords, and in this way he would die. For some reason, Gopinath Patanayaka had been condemned to death and had therefore been raised upon the changa. Text 14. The Bharajana has placed swords beneath the platform. They said, and will throw Gopinath upon them. O Lord, only if you protect him will he be saved. Bhavananda Roy and his entire family are your servants. Therefore, it is quite fitting for you to save the son of Bhavananda Roy. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu inquired, why is the king chastising him? Thereupon, the people described the entire incident. They said, Gopinath Patanayaka, the brother of Ramananda Roy, has always been a treasurer for the government. He served in the place known as Mala Jatya Dandavata, soliciting and collecting money there and depositing it in the government treasury. Once, when he deposited the collection, however, a balance of 200,000 kanas of conch shells was due from him. Therefore, the king demanded this amount, this sum. Gopinath Patanayaka replied, there is no money I can immediately give you in cash. Please give me time. Gradually, I shall purchase and sell my gross goods, and in this way fill your treasury. There are 10 to 12 good horses. Take them immediately for a proper price. After saying this, he brought all the horses to the door of the king. One of the princes knew how to estimate the price of horses very well. Thus the king sent for him to come with his ministers and friends. The prince, however, purposefully gave a reduced estimate for the value of the horses. When Gopinath Patanayaka heard the price quoted, he was very angry. That prince had a personal idiosyncrasy of turning his neck and facing the sky, looking here and there again and again. Gopinath Patanayaka criticized the prince. He was unafraid of the prince because the king was very kind towards him. Gopinath Patanayaka said, my horses never turn their necks or look upward. Therefore, the price for them should not be reduced. Hearing this criticism, the prince became very angry. And going before the king, he made some false allegations against Gopinath Patanayaka. This Gopinath Patanayaka, he said, is unwilling to pay the money due. Instead, he's squandering it under some pretext. If you issue an order, I can put him on the changa and thus realize the money. The king replied, you can adopt whatever means you think best. Any device by which you can somehow or another realize the money is all right. Thus the prince went back. He raised Gopinath Patanayaka on the platform of the changa and spread swords below upon which to throw him. After hearing this explanation, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu replied with affectionate anger, Gopinath Patanayaka does not want to pay the king the money that is due, the Lord said. How then is the king at fault in punishing him? Gopinath Patanayaka is in charge of collecting money on behalf of the government, but he misappropriates it. Not fearing the king, he squanders it to see dancing girls. If one is intelligent, let him perform service to the government, and after paying the government, he can spend whatever money is left. At that time, another person came there in great haste. He brought the news that Vaninath Roy and his entire family had been arrested. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, the king must personally realize the money that is due. I am but a sannyasi, a member of the renounced order. What can I do? Then all the devotees, headed by Srupa Damodara Goswami, fell at the lotus feet of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and submitted the following plea. All the members of Ramananda Roy's family are your eternal servants. Now they are in danger. It is not befitting for you to be indifferent to them in this way. After hearing this, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu spoke in an angry mood. You want to order me to go to the king, he said. Your opinion is that I should go to the king's palace and spread my cloth to beg money from him. Of course, a sannyasi or Brahmin may beg for up to 5 gundas, but why should he be granted the inappropriate sum of 200,000 kanas of conch shells? Then another person came with the news that Gopinath had already been set up to be thrown upon the points of the swords. In hearing this news, all the devotees again appealed to the Lord. But the Lord replied, I'm a beggar, It is impossible for me to do anything about this. Therefore, if you want to save him, you should all pray together at the lotus feet of Jagannath. Lord Jagannath is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. He possesses all potencies. Therefore, he is able to act freely and can do and undo whatever he likes. So we shall end here and continue very soon, Krishna willing. Hare Krishna. What a dramatic pastime.